Today is Friday, December 25th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Merry Christmas, everyone! Merry, merry, merry Christmas. I hope you're all having a fantastic Christmas. I know it's a little bit different Christmas. Mark and I are just, it's just the two of us. Because the family, my parents decided to go down south and spend Christmas with my brother. And normally we all, I don't know why we do this. Well, I do know why we do this. So Mark and I don't have any kids. My brother has a buttload of children because he's had three marriages. And, you know, maybe third time is a charm. I'm not judging how many marriages he's had. I've had multiple relationships. It's just when I started having relationships, marriage wasn't available to me. And now, I don't know, fear of commitment, fear of a ring. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what it is now, but no marriages for me. But if you count relationships, long-term relationships, I've had the same number as him because I've had my very first boyfriend, which lasted, well, okay, I've had more than him, but it depends on how you count it, because my first one was 2 years. My first one doesn't even count because it was only a couple of months. It was that, you know, getting started as a gay man sort of thing. Then my second one was 2 years. My third one was 2 years. My fourth one was 2 years. And then 8 years for Maddie. And then with Mark, it'll be 9 years. It's been 8 years, but it'll be 9 years in July. So anyway, if you count those as marriages, I've had more than my brother. But anyway, regardless, he had two sons with his first marriage, and they're in their 20s now. They're both in their mid-20s. And then he had, and I may be wrong, they may be late 20s by now. Time flies so fast, I'm not really even sure. And then his second wife, he had a daughter with, and she's 10 or 11 now. And then his third wife, he has not had children with her, but she has children. She has one daughter in Mexico still, and then twin daughters and a son here. I think that's right. So he now has step and otherwise he has, I don't even know. I didn't count that. 4, 5, 6. He has 7 children. And then my two nephews, they both have children. My two nephews, one of them, Blake, has a son and a daughter, and Dustin has two sons. So my mom has great-grandchildren. Oh, I forgot one. My other nephew has two sons and one daughter. So there's another one. So my mom has 5 great-grandchildren, and all of them are in South Arkansas. So Mark and I are the only ones in North Arkansas. And so we always get together at my brother's house because he can't get his entire family to come up here to spend Christmas. And so he wants to stay down there. And my mom wants to be where all the grandkids are. So we've always gone down there. And I don't like his house. I've talked about this before. He lives out in the country. They don't even have internet at his house. I can't even get a cellular signal at his house because Verizon or something is the only company that works out in the country where he lives, and we have AT&T, so I can't even get internet on my phone when I'm there. It's horrible. But because of COVID, I just didn't want to take a chance, and then my uncle came down with COVID. Now, my mom swears they are not seeing my uncle. They are not being around anyone that's even been around my uncle. Who knows? Who knows? So Mark and I, yesterday, I started cooking because I'm making Christmas dinner for he and I. We're having ham, brown sugar ham, and sweet potatoes with a crumble topping, my famous green beans, rolls, and I made 2 pies. I made a chocolate cream pie, which was going to have meringue, just like my grandma's, but I pre-baked the crust a little too much. It was a little too brown when it came out of the oven. And you're supposed to cook the custard. It's basically cook and serve chocolate pudding, but you doctor it. So you add extra vanilla, a little bit of extra sugar, a couple of egg yolks that you're going to use for the meringue anyway. So you separate the yolks and the whites. You go ahead and put the yolks in the pudding mix. Bring that to a boil with milk, cold milk, and stirring constantly until it forms a pudding consistency. And you pour it in your pre-cooked pie shell, and then you make a meringue, and then you put the meringue on top of it, and you put it back in the oven until the meringue is done, which I don't know. I think it's another 15 or 20 minutes. And the crust was just too done. So I decided I'm going to do a whipped cream topping. So I made the chocolate pudding mixture, poured that into the cooked pie crust, put some saran wrap on top of that, even though it had already formed a film. So really it was pointless, but I did it anyway. And then I put it in the fridge and I made another egg pie or custard pie. Now this time I have tasted the custard pie and the texture is 5 times better than the last one I did for Thanksgiving. I pulled it out of the oven. What I did this time is, last time I kept it in the oven longer than the recipe called for because the crust was not done. So this time what I did is I pre-baked the crust just for 15 minutes. But I didn't, normally I would poke holes in it. I would dock the crust so it doesn't puff up. But I used, I put some aluminum foil with rice on it and then to hold it down so it didn't puff up. And then baked it for 15 minutes. And then I put the filling in and then I put it in and followed the directions. And I made sure it was just slightly jiggly in the center when I took it out so that it wasn't too firm. Because I didn't want us to have scrambled eggs. And so it's not as sweet as I would have liked it to be, but the texture is, like I said, 5 times better. And I got a vote of confidence from Mark. He said that is like the egg pie that he's used to growing up. So mission accomplished. I've been doing, and I also, because it's kind of a Filipino tradition. I'm no expert, but from going to Filipino parties and stuff like that, it's a Filipino tradition that they will all get together on Christmas Eve and have a big potluck where everybody brings food, but they will party and they really have a meal they eat kind of the entire time, but really the goal is to be eating and celebrating at midnight. And they all celebrate Jesus's birthday at midnight by eating and stuff. So Mark and I, yesterday, we watched this. Now I can't remember the name of it. I want to say On Point, but it's a Disney Plus documentary series on... Oh, I can't remember. It's a ballet company in New York. And they're the ones that provide the children for the Nutcracker every year. So all these children go to this ballet school and it follows these children and adolescents through a season or through a semester of their ballet school. But it culminates with a performance of the Nutcracker. And they filmed this in 2019. And so while I was cooking yesterday and he was wrapping gifts and we were doing last minute things, we had that playing in the background. And so we decided there was a version of the Nutcracker available on an app. You had to rent it, or I don't know if you buy it or rent it, but you had to pay for it. But we thought, you know what? Why not? Why not support the New York Ballet? And you know, they're not able to perform right now, so why not give them a little bit of money? And because we had watched that entire documentary yesterday, we felt like we were going to know the children, at least, who were involved in that year's performance of the Nutcracker. So we thought, oh, we'll rent that and we'll watch it. So I did my cooking, and I was cooking. I did a butternut squash soup with a little bit of Granny Smith apple, a little bit of cream. I didn't have chicken broth, and I forgot when we were at the store, and so I just made a broth by cooking onions, garlic, and the sausage, and then putting water in that, and making kind of a broth out of that. And then I took the meat and stuff out and I put the butternut squash, and I had a mixture of butternut and acorn squash that I roasted. So I roasted them on a sheet pan with a little bit of olive oil. And then I scooped them out when they got cold and put them in a little container. And then when I was ready last night, I added them to the broth and pureed it. And then I added back in the sausage and the onion and stuff like that. It turned out really good. Just a little bit of salt and pepper and some cream, and we were good to go. And we had that with crackers at midnight while we watched the Nutcracker. But before we did all that, we did a delivery where we delivered all the presents to all the Filipino friends. And they all give each other presents. So the more friends you have, the more presents you have to buy. And they all have, other than Mark and I, they all have children. And so now luckily he did all of that, because I never know what to get anyone. And usually it's stuff that you know, we don't know each other that well. So usually it's either, for Mark and I, we get a lot of chocolates, a lot of TJ Maxx chocolates, and a lot of bottles of wine. And sometimes they get us shirts or like pajamas. That's a really common thing, but usually they don't fit. But it's really sweet that they do that. And, you know, it's a good thought. So we did a delivery. And so we delivered all the presents. That took about an hour and a half, 2 hours. We played a little Pokemon, and then we came home, and our Christmas Eve was watching the Nutcracker and eating butternut squash soup. And then today we opened presents, and we're going to have dinner tonight with our ham and everything else. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.